This final note on the way out today, a bookend, I guess, to the Trump press conference that we started with.
To begin with, our democracy won't work without a sense that everyone has economic opportunity.
The economic threads, of course, of President Obama's goodbye last night in Chicago.
And the good news is that today the economy is growing again. Wages, incomes, home values, and retirement accounts are all rising again. Poverty is falling again.
All of that is true.
The wealthy are paying a fair share of taxes, even as the stock market shatters records. The unemployment rate is near a 10-year low. The uninsured rate has never, ever been lower.
I played you that tape so I could play you this.
The election was revolt.
Absolute.
Absolute revolt. Look across the midsection of the United States, the coastal areas, they have their cozy little deals going on. But you don't make $30 an hour in our town, more like 10, 15 if you're lucky to have a job.
That's from my trip out to Erie, Pennsylvania last week, an old line manufacturing county that went Obama, Obama, Trump in the past three election cycles. I had breakfast with a bunch of old timers out there, including Norm Troyer.
You have seen Mr. Trump, even though he's not in office yet, make some very bold moves. But, you know, he represents more of us, the common, ordinary person. He's not a professional politician. So we have to hitch our wagon to that hope that this revolution can bring something to us. I'm not talking about Republicans or Democrats. I'm talking about us, all of us.
And that right there is kind of the economic nub of this whole thing, right? That the headline numbers the president was talking about last night. And yes, he did talk about the deeply corrosive effects of rising income inequality and wages that have been stuck for decades and lots of other not so good stuff. But the point is that those headline numbers don't and didn't mean anything to Norm Troyer and millions of voters like him. We are going to do a bunch of stories from Erie and its surroundings next week, including a live show there on Thursday from a brewery. As it happens, it's Inauguration Day -1 next Thursday, kicking off our coverage of Donald Trump's economic promises.